completed in 1936. This is a significant example of the research facilities created by the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, the parent agency of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA. It was the first continuous flow, high-speed wind tunnel able to test large models and actual working parts of airplanes. It is also a landmark in wind tunnel design for the slotted throat design added in 1950 that made it possible to obtain meaningful test results in the Transonic Range Image Library of Congress. HHHVA 1795 information provided by the National Register of Historic Places, a program of the National Park Service.